The Chief Medical Officer for England says the threat of people being resistant to antibiotics should be taken seriously. Seriously, indeed, is the threat of terrorism. Professor Dame Sally Davies believes the problem is a ticking time bomb, fears that routine operations could become deadly, say, in 20 years' time, because we might lose the ability to fight infection. That's the ability, of course, boosted by antibiotics. Now, Dr. Heather Fairhead is CEO of FICO, which is a bio-research company which develops antibiotics. Hi, Doctor.
Hello there.
Is she overstating the issue here?
I don't think she is, actually. I think it's really long overdue, this statement, because I think it really is a problem which is going to become increasingly prevalent. I mean, if you think about people potentially having antibiotics at different periods throughout their life, could be from childhood through to death, and if we have antibiotics which no longer work, then I think it is going to be a huge problem.
So what's happened effectively is if we've shoved enough of these things into our body that the various bugs are beginning to develop resistance or beginning to change their own nature so that they can cope with the antibiotics. Is that it?
Yes, that's right. I mean, the more antibiotics you take, of course, the greater chance that bacteria will become resistant, because if you think they can potentially double in number every 20 minutes, so that's, real-time evolution going on, and so they will always be trying to overcome antibiotics.
Is there evidence that this is already happening?
Absolutely. I mean, we have bacteria now which are resistant to every antibiotic that we have. I mean, they're not that common, but they are there, and they will increase and spread.
Right, and the answer is... Well, one answer is just to develop new antibiotics, I guess.
Well, that's really the only answer, yes. We need completely new types of antibiotics, things that bacteria haven't seen before.
Right. I mean, since we started with, penicillin or whatever, have we had lots of different antibiotics developed?
We have had a lot, but not that many different classes. And the bacteria that the Chief Medical Officer mentioned today, the gram-positive bacteria, I think the last novel class of antibiotic for those was developed in 1963, for example. So we have a lot, but they're all in very similar classes.
Yeah, why is that then? Because, pharmaceutical companies rather like inventions which are sure sellers, and I'd have thought a new antibiotic would be a pretty sure seller.
Well, yes, it would absolutely be so, but the problem is that people don't take antibiotics for long periods of time, and they take few courses of them generally, so you can see that it might be harder to get a high return for that product than it would, say, for a cardiovascular drug or something for diabetes, which the person may be taking for years. So it's really about how much money that company can make out of those products.
Mm. So, I mean, what do you think the prospects really are? You're seriously concerned, eh?
I think it is really serious, and I think the prospects, if we start working on new antibiotics now, I think they're really good. I think scientifically we definitely have the knowledge and the skills to develop new antibiotics. It's just whether that's actually going to happen.
Righto. That's Dr. Heather Fairhead. Thank you for that. And just hear briefly also from Professor Dame Sally Davies, who alerted to us to this problem a little earlier, told Five Live that people were mainly to blame.
You're given an antibiotic when you needed it, but people often stop antibiotics far too early.
Gotcha.
Then that allows bacteria to multiply. Or the other big example is when patients have an upper respiratory tract infection, a cough, a cold, which is actually a virus, but they hound their poor GP so much the GP gives in and gives them an antibiotic. That stimulates antibiotic resistance.